All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Final segment of tonight's show, Jim, Frank, and Chris. And in that game Saturday, somehow Frank found a play of the game, and it is our LeClaire Ryan play of the game from Saturday.
Well, following six nice offensive plays and a couple of first downs, UVA's David Watford pitched the ball left to his tailback, Kalik Shepard, who was in the game. He used a nice burst, found a gaping hole on the edge to break a 45-yard touchdown run to close the gap to 21-7 as the first quarter ended. UVA had some chances in the second quarter to make it close, but that was not to be. Anyhow, I'd have to take my hat off because Shepard, obviously, he showed up to play, didn't he? All right, let's go to the Olympic Sports Report because Chris has lots of information.
All right, y'all. Women's soccer alumni news. Morgan Bryan scored a goal in the U.S. national team's romp of Mexico on Friday. The women's soccer team beat Seton Hall on Sunday 3-0 to finish the out-of-conference schedule. Women are now number two in the country, and they play on Thursday night. Men's soccer did not have as much luck. They lost 2-0 to Clemson. Men's golf finished second in the Northern Intercollegiate, which was a 15-team tournament, which opened the fall season. Men's tennis has eight members receive preseason ITA rankings.
That's incredible.
Field hockey, number seven in the country, UVA beat number eight ODU 5-3, which has put us at a 4-0 mark for the season. Women's tennis, Julia Elbaba received a preseason number nine ranking in the country for singles. In women's volleyball, the women defeated UC Santa Barbara on Saturday, but lost to Pepperdine as well, so going 1-1 on Saturday.
Who's number one in women's soccer? North Carolina? They're kind of a traditional program.
They're up there. Maryland lost. I saw Maryland's typically a top 10 team, top 8 team. They lost.
Well done by the Lady Who's on the soccer field.
Yeah, men's soccer has some big games. The loss at Clemson is no shame. That Clemson's always pretty good, but I think they've got to turn things around. This is an important year for this team.
All right, how about them Hokies down in East Carolina? What do you think about that game, Mr. Maloney?
12 noon game on Saturday, and oh boy, this was tough for Tech to schedule them.
I don't think this is no gimme putt.
I would say this is going to be 30-7 Tech.
Oh, no. I think East Carolina hangs in the game better than that.
This is Logan Thomas's comeback game.
I don't know. I mean, East Carolina is supposed to be pretty good this year, I think.
I don't think they're going to be very good in this game.
Oh. I think the Pirates pull the upset.
Go for it.
24-17.
All right, New Mexico at Pittsburgh.
The Lobos are more of a basketball school. I'm going with the Panthers.
Is that Bob Davey?
12:30 game. I think Pitt wins this game. I think it's going to be a slugfest, like 14-10. Louisiana Monroe at Wake Forest.
How about them Deacons?
Louisiana Monroe is down this year. They had a couple of good years a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the Deacons in a close one. Georgia Tech at Duke. ESPNU game.
Could be a good game. Duke's quarterback just got hurt, right?
Yep.
I think I'll go with the Yellow Jackets.
Georgia Tech, easy. Nevada at Florida State on ESPN or the Deuce.
That's easy. Knowles.
Wagner at Syracuse.
Wagner.
Who cares?
Syracuse.
Maryland at Connecticut. I think Maryland wins that game.
Yeah, Connecticut's down.
BC at Southern Cal.
Trojans.
All right.
Next week.
Next week's show, we have Billy McMullen, we hope. Dr. David Dediff will be coming on and helping us out. And looking for our next guest. Anyway, thank you. Go Hoos.
Yeah, thanks for listening.